Augustine to Hermogenianus. I would never dare to attack the academics, not even in jest. The authority of such great men is weighty, and I wouldn't disregard them unless I believed their real opinion was quite different from what most people assume. That's why I tried to follow their example rather than fight them, because honestly, I'm not able to refute them. It seemed fitting for the times that, if anything pure flowed from Plato's fountain, it should be hidden away in shady, thorny places where only a few people could drink. If it flowed out in the open, the great crowd would rush in and muddy it so that nothing pure could remain. And really, what belief is more fitting for the masses than to think the soul is nothing but a body? Against that kind of thinking, I believe God wisely raised up the academic approach. But things are different in our own day. We hardly see any true philosophers, only people dressed in the philosopher's cloak, and I don't think they deserve so great a title. So now it seems necessary to bring people back into the hope of finding truth. If the academics' clever words once scared some people away from seeking understanding, I want to call them back. Otherwise, a strategy that was once helpful for uprooting deep errors could now end up blocking the growth of knowledge. Back then, the rivalry between different schools of thought was so passionate that the only danger was people accepting something false as true. When someone was shaken from what he thought was unshakably certain, he would only search harder and more carefully for what was real. People were more earnest in their morals, and truth was sensed as lying hidden in the deepest layers of reality and of the soul. But now things are different. People avoid hard work and neglect the pursuit of learning. So when they hear that even the sharpest philosophers concluded that nothing can be fully known, they just give up, closing their minds forever. The more energetic ones don't dare to think they could succeed where Carnides himself failed, even though he devoted incredible energy, talent, study, and even a long life to the pursuit. And if anyone does resist laziness enough to read those same books, which seem to prove that human understanding is impossible, they fall asleep in such a stupor that not even the trumpet of heaven could wake them. That's why I value your honest judgment of my little books so highly. I trust your wisdom and friendship so much that I know neither error nor flattery will find a place in your reply. So I ask you especially to consider carefully and write back to me. Do you approve of what I suggested near the end of the third book? Perhaps I phrased it more as a suspicion than a certainty, but I believed it was more useful to accept than to dismiss as unbelievable. Whatever the case, what pleases me is not so much that I defeated the academics, as you kindly say, though I think more out of affection than accuracy, but that I broke free from that hateful chain, the despair of truth. That despair had been holding me back from the rich nourishment of philosophy and from the truth itself, which is the food of the soul